I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, March 16th, 2020. I have 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks?
I just want to say that as we've not been able to discuss it as three commissioners, so I'll just say that the commission will be discussing. We're aware of the, very much aware of the coronavirus, and we will be meeting and discussing what measures that we can do to be proactive to cause as least spread as possible, and then that'll be put out.
To go along with that, yesterday I was probably on the phone for about 3 or 4 hours with different agencies, different entities, chambers, hotel owners, resort owners, and just kind of finding out where everybody's at, and so that we can make a good decision that's both good for our economy but also for the safety of the citizens and so and our visitors. But so, yeah, just know that we are in constant communication with state and federal agencies and local judges. Sheriff and I know I didn't get a hold of you yesterday, but there's a lot of stuff that we kind of have to make sure that we're aware of and take care of. So as soon as we're able to discuss it with each other, which we may even do an emergency.
We'll be doing that this afternoon. We're posted for executive personnel and legal.
So the goal is probably to discuss some stuff then and see what decisions we need to make. I don't think we need to panic. I think we just need to make sure we take care of each other and be smart about this.
And we have hand sanitizers in the hallway.
And I've been in communication with the presiding commissioners and over the weekend in Greene County, and he is going to be calling us back and getting with all the other surrounding counties discussing this. Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check number 458350 through 458369, 458371 through 458426, warrant 7373.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 458370.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes for March 9, 2020.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 9th of 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for 2020 Dodge Durango Pursuit. Number 202-001-439.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
We're here in reference to RFB 202001-439, which was requested by Sheriff Jimmy Russell. We had one bidder, and that is from Trilex Motors, coming in at $32,994.
The factory warranty that comes with those, how long is it?
I'd have to look at it to be for sure. It's 3-year, 36,000, I believe, bumper to bumper, and I believe there's a 5-year drivetrain, 100,000 drivetrain.
Okay.
I believe is correct.
Okay, thank you.
The additional warranty is bumper to bumper?
Yes.
Do what about the additional warranty?
The additional warranty, there was not enough budgeted for yet.
Uh-huh. But it comes already with a 3-year, 36,000?
Yeah.
I believe
that's correct. I believe it's in the bid.
Mm-hmm. And this may be asking too much off the memory, but about it in a year's time, about how many miles would we typically put on a?
We'll run up around 30,000 on the average, 25 to 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And extended warranty, this warranty is good for a while, and it can be decided even in next year's budget if you wanted to do an extended warranty, could you not?
You could. There will be additional cost on it.
Yeah. Okay.
They become considerably higher once that you put them in service.
Mm-hmm. I move to approve the purchase of the.
To award the bid
between Trilex Ford Motor and Tennant County on the Dodge Durango.
Second.
And that's for 3 or more.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for portable tire cutter. Number 202001-440.
This RFB was requested by our Road and Bridge Administrator, Devin Huff. We have one bidder from Bremmer Manufacturing coming in at $27,193.
How much do you expect us to save with that?
It's going to save quite a bit currently right now with the way we're doing it. We have to manually put them in a semi-box trailer and stack them all the way to the ceiling, and people get injured, and it's very labor-intensive. If I included the labor, we'd be going quite a ways in the hole right now. But it's going to save quite a bit. I can get a dollar amount for you. I should have done that. But
I kind of think you gave
right
us.
Now, sorry.
I think you gave us a dollar amount in a meeting.
I thought I did at one time.
Yeah.
But the good thing about it, we can cut the sidewalls of the tires up to a dump truck sized tire, and then we can put them in our trailer and haul them to the landfill. Or right now we can't. You have to have the sides cut on them in order to go into the landfill. Otherwise they'll float to the top. And that'll also help protect our tarps when we're transporting our load and dumping it, having the rubber tires on top of the load.
Move to award bid number 202001-440 to Bremmer Manufacturing of Lyons, Nebraska.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for commission.
Thank you. Agreement for dump trucks, the Larson Group Incorporated, number 20-028, Road and Bridge.
You guys have any questions on this?
It's to purchase two dump trucks?
Correct.
At $173,125 per truck?
Correct.
No question? No question.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and the Larson Group Incorporated / Peterbilt of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Personal property add-on report.
On the add-on report, did you notice, normally I never noticed where it looks like there's corrections with a, like it says refund abatement on one. Is that just notes that should they have been there? Just, if it's just an add-on report.
The report shows the abatements that's gone through also, and the add-ons.
So they're just saying that's the reason they did the add-on, because they had to
yes.
do another abatement, because that, we wouldn't have a refund on add-on report.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatements and add-on report for February of 2020 as presented by the County Clerk's Office.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning, Commission. This morning I've got a total of five personal property paid abatements, also known as refunds. And the abatement numbers are 300-326 through 300-330. The first two, the 326 and 327, are a 2019 and one is 2018 abatement for those tax years. And incorrect description on the 2012 Ford F-250 Super Duty was on a crew cab King Ranch, which resulted in an overcharge for the 2018.
It's based on the VIN number. How does it matter what the description is?
Well, sad to say, sometimes the VIN number does not match up with the description. I can't say that I understand why it would make sense that it did, but it doesn't.
Is it an incorrect VIN number?
No. Well,
so,
correct VIN number.
So is the value incorrect or is the description incorrect? Because if the VIN number is what automatically procures the value, would you not think that that is still the correct value?
You would think so, yes. But it doesn't work out that way. In some cases, and it's been an issue for some time, but this one, as it says, it came up to be a Super Duty King Ranch or something like that, and the taxpayer noticed that the value was high and came to us, but...
So then you have a guide, like if you use like a black book or something that shows you what the value is then and basically sets that.
You go to NADA. Online and find out, yep.
Now that would be the manufacturer then that put the VIN number on in the match, not the Department of Revenue, wouldn't it? Your manufacturer is who puts the VIN number on, right?
The manufacturer, yes. They supply the VIN number.
So, and they put the description with what it is. Right. So that'd be their error then?
We get the program from the state. And we just—I mean, that's what we got to work with. And we find errors from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I scratch my head and look funny a number of times. And you know, if you got a VIN number, how could you have two different values?
Yeah.
But
I'd be